It's Wednesday, February 17th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: Chromebooks 2020 growth, regulations that pass and fail, and new security data for review. This is the business of tech. More IDC numbers on market share. For the first time, Chromebooks outsold Macs in 2020, this being the first full year this has happened. Windows, while still the majority, is where that market share went from. Year-over-year breakdowns. Windows down 4.9 points from 85.4% in 2019 to 80.5% in 2020. Chrome OS up 4.4 points from 6.4% in 2019 to 10.8% in 2020. Mac OS up 0.8 points from 6.7% in 2019 to 7.5% in 2020. And three quarters of Chrome OS over Mac OS is a trend. While I'm on market data, Berg Insight has data on smart homes in Europe and North America. Europe's behind North America with about 53% of homes versus 42% respectively having smart devices. Now, why do we care? The smart home data is useful just to show the continued growth. It's an ancillary to overall device growth. Let's focus on Chromebooks. That's big growth, and all stolen from Windows. With the pandemic as accelerant, it was slow before, and now it isn't slow. macOS is growing too, and as reported in an earlier episode, even more so in the enterprise. Windows is dead, long live Windows. We care because of the gap. We're coming up on 20% of the market, just not handled well by traditional IT and IT services companies. And that now number is growing quite fast. I'd be thinking a lot now about addressing it. A regulation roundup. Maryland passed the nation's first tax on revenue from digital advertisements, overriding a governor's veto. North Dakota, however, did not pass the bill that would have required an alternative to the iOS App Store. That one isn't one and done, however, as Georgia, Arizona, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are all considering bills along similar lines. In the UK, the government has announced a £20 million fund specifically for small and mid-sized businesses when dealing with the EU. SMBs that trade solely with the EU can apply for grants of up to £2,000 to help pay for support, training, and advice to maintain effective training. Now, why do we care? In the UK, use the program if you qualify. On the US laws, some are going to happen and some won't. Obvious but true. I wouldn't be surprised if one of these states still does pass it, and it's indicative of where the action is. The state level. Because once it happens, don't you think other states are going to want to cut, just like Maryland got one? Money for schools is easy to leverage politically. The new landscape has generated a surge of sophisticated fifth-generation cyber attacks. For 72% of people responding to Snow Software for its 2021 IT Priorities Report, ensuring overall security presents significant obstacles. And they said fears around security grew when considering technology that it either doesn't know about or doesn't manage. This year alone, enterprises and SMBs can expect insider incidents to reach 33%, up from 25% per Forrester research. Along the way, MSPs and MSSPs must keep in mind that a cloud environment is only as secure as the policies and controls that oversee it. Managed hosting provider Aptum discovered in a recent survey that 82% of IT professionals face this dilemma as they expand and diversify their cloud infrastructure. Now, why do we care? The opportunity is in that management of controls and policies, which is why I care about it. There's the other angle, fifth-generation cyber attack, defined as large-scale multi-vector attack vector that is designed to infect multiple components of an information technology infrastructure, including networks, virtual machines, cloud instances, and endpoint devices, end quote. So you know, there's also a sixth generation, which adds anything digital at all. A pause for definitions as we all get smarter on cybersecurity. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with another story roundup.